the typical style. It's not like, what was that one called?
Like ping pong?
Yeah, ping pong. Oh, God, jeez, dude. When I saw that, I was like, oh, this isn't even anime, dude. I don't want to watch this. I mean, the plot was okay, but, you know, it wasn't my cup of tea in that regard either, so I dropped it after 2 episodes.
Oh, shit, ping pong was so good.
Was it?
Yeah, it's actually well, you know what? It's a friend of mine put it really well when he said that ping pong is basically an American sports movie stretched out into a two-core anime. And that's probably accurate. It's very accurate. It has that, like, arc structure, the rise and fall and redemption and all that stuff. It's pretty good. And the soundtrack is great, especially.
Oh, yeah, the soundtrack. That's the one thing I'm not even going to argue about. That was good.
Yeah, I like that a lot. What else have you been doing lately? Game, manga, anything?
What have I been doing lately? No. Nothing much else. Just watching anime and hanging out with my family. So.
Nice.
Anyway, that's pretty much all I've got, so it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, no problem. Nice talking to you, too. Thanks for calling in. I always appreciate you listening to the stream.
Bye.
Take it easy. Ready for the next caller whenever. Actually, wait. Okay. Discord sucks. I'm going to call you right back in a minute. So Nono from earlier, who was trying very hard to get in touch with me, asked me if we could just talk a bit because his mic sucks, so he asked a question. He asked me, you talk a lot about Bloodborne, but I don't think I've seen you post in the main threads about Dark Souls. Which is your favorite one? Well, I must confess that I have not played 2 and 3 yet. So I started with Bloodborne, and then after beating Bloodborne, went back to Dark Souls, really enjoyed it, but then Sekiro came out, like pretty soon after that. So I'm on Sekiro now. After Sekiro, I'm going to go back and play Dark Souls 2. People shit on that game constantly, but I want to play it for myself. But I can tell you between Dark Souls, Bloodborne, and Sekiro, Bloodborne's definitely my favorite. Sekiro is definitely the most difficult, no question about that. But Bloodborne, it just has everything I want. It has the aesthetic, it has good gameplay, it's got cool weapons, cool... I mean, I could gush about Bloodborne for hours, but I like the other two a lot, though. I think Dark Souls is really cool. I think the world of Dark Souls is really compelling. Like, as soon as they started talking about how, like, the world was fading and the fire was fading, I was super invested. I wanted to learn more about why and what the deal was with the serpents and all that shit. So Dark Souls is a really great world, and I can absolutely see why people are so invested in it. And Sekiro is just good. It's like I'm playing a Kurosawa film. Like, it's great. Alright, Discord sucks. Let's go. Hey, DJ, you there? Or Discord, you there?
There's a delay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
So, dude, I have a question. Don't make fun of my accent, I know.
I'm not, don't worry.
So, how do I get good at picking coffee beans? Because I really want to get into it, and I really don't know shit about it.
That's, like, the question I'm most excited to have gotten this whole night. Thank you very much. Okay. So. Man, where to start? My coffee. So the first thing I would say is see if there's a local cafe around that actually serves, like, good beans, and just go there and try some out. You know, because if you have a cafe that serves, like, single origin beans or whatever, they'll tell you, like, oh, you know, here's some Ethiopian beans, here's some Kenyan beans, here's some Colombian beans, and so on and so forth. And you can kind of start to develop a palette of, you know, oh, I thought the Ethiopian was too tart. I don't like that one. Oh, I thought the Colombian was too bold. I don't like that one. And you kind of figure out what you like. And a lot of these cafes will actually sell you bags of beans or offer you like a subscription program where you can like get a bag of beans delivered to you every week. That's a great place to start. But if you're, let's say you're in a place where you don't really have that, you know, maybe you're not near a city, you don't have any real cafes that like serve coffee that way. There are a lot of coffee subscription websites you can look up that will still ship you beans wherever you are that are fresh and good. That's a great way to get started. The only thing you would need is a bean grinder, but you can get a bean grinder off of Amazon for like $20. And you know, I mean, even if you're using like a regular coffee pot, that's fine. It's just a good way to get started and like start to taste some different beans